too many departments.
Okay, so as we take leave of Yosef HaTzadik, so the Sfas Emes this week highlights a theme we've been talking about for a number of weeks, and that is finding the spiritual in the mundane. This is you know, a theme of the Sfas Emes throughout, trying to look through daily life, and he takes us to a very far extent, and we'll hopefully be able to see that this week. In the very beginning, he begins, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So on these words, many have pointed out, Sfas Emes also points a lot about this, the word Elav is very strange over here, because we don't really know who he's talking to. Of course, we know he's talking to Yosef, but it's just strange that we just had an end of the parasha, and in the beginning of nowhere, it starts Elav. It doesn't really say, it should have said Vayigash Yehuda El Yosef. It should have said who we're talking about. So the Sfas Emes talks about this in a few places. Take a look at the first piece. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Milashon Hoda'a. Vehu Kol Ish Yisrael. Meaning Yehuda doesn't just refer to Yehuda himself. Yehuda, we're all called Yehudim. So this is a lesson, and the Sfas Emes is going to repeat this a few times, that a lot of what happens between Yehuda and Yosef, he views as a symbol of how all Jews are supposed to connect to Hashem. And he says as follows, Shamati me'avi Adoni zekeni mo'i v'rabi zeichet tzadik levracha. Shenikru'u Yehudim. Why are Jews called Yehudim? Al shem shemodim la'Hashem yisparach al kol davar katan v'katol. Sheyodim sha'akol mimenu yisparach. Now, it's interesting. You know, this word modim, hoda'a, is an interesting word. Many have already pointed out, I mean, Rav Huttner in the modern day, but many before him also have pointed out, when we say modim in davening every Shabbos, when we say modim, good morning, good morning, mazel tov again, mazel tov, keep having simcha. When we say modim, modim anachnu lach, every morning in davening, so that modim means two things. Modim means thanks. That's the simple explanation, thanks. Modim anachnu lach, the simple explanation is thanks. But modim also means we admit. Modim, lahodos, means like modim emiktas, I admit. So I'm not sure which meaning this Sfas Emes is referring to here, but probably he means both, in the sense that the reason we are called Yehudim, the reason the Jewish people are called Yehudim, says the Sfas Emes, is because we are supposed to thank Hashem, lahodos, and to admit that everything that happens to us, about everything that happens to us in our lives, to thank Him for everything that happens to us in our lives. That's why we're called Yehudim. And to recognize, in order to thank somebody, you have to recognize. So that's what many have pointed out, that when we say, Modim Anachnu Lach Sha'atu, right? Many ask the question, it should have said, Modim Anachnu Lach Al. We thank you for X, Y, and Z. But we don't say that. We say, Modim Anachnu Lach Sha'atu. We admit that you are Hashem. And Rav Huttner pointed out that in order for a person to thank, he has to first admit. They're both true. They both go hand in hand. Anyone who thanks somebody is admitting that they got something from that person, that it's not mine. So in order to thank God, you have to admit that what you have came from Him. That's the ABC. So the Sfas Emes here is saying, the reason why we are called Yehudim is because our job in life is to admit that everything that we have comes from Hashem and to thank Hashem for everything that we have. Milashon Hoda. And that's what he says in the words, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Let's just see how he says this. Take a look. Al-Shem Shemodim La-Shem Yisparach. So that's what his grandpa said. The Chidush Harim, the first Ger Rebbe. He said, we're called Yehudim. Al-Shem Shemodim La-Shem Yisparach. Kol Davar Katan V'Gadol. We thank Hashem for every big thing that we have and every small thing that we have. Sheyodim Sha'akom Yimenu Yisparach. So the Sfas Emes is understanding this like this. Vayigash Elav. On one level, he's saying Elav doesn't mean to Yosef. He's understanding this as aside from the simple level of interpretation that Yosef, Yehuda came close to Yosef. Vayigash Elav, how do we get close to him? It doesn't say Yosef. a love could also be referenced to Hashem. How do we get close to Hashem? Yehuda. Through being Yehudim. Through thanking God for everything that we have, through admitting that everything that we have comes from Hashem. That's how a person is supposed to, that's why we are Yehudim. We're supposed to think that everything we have in life comes from God. And we have to admit and to thank Him. Va'al yidei zeh yicholim ligash. Va'yigash a love. How do we get close to Him? Yehuda. Through being Yehudim. V'zeh eitza. Bechol sha'a tsar v'hastaras panim l'chol ish Yisrael. Says the Sfas Emes, this is a piece of advice that I am giving to every member of the Jewish people, that whenever you feel you're in a difficult spot, you're in a tough situation, you feel like life is not going your way, the way you have to address that situation, deal with the situation, is realize that the situation that you find yourself in comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you admit and thank Him, and just are totally mevatel yourself, mevatel your own ratzon. Just, it's not about me. This is the matzav that Hashem put me in. This is the situation that Hashem put me in. That's a way to get close, and that's actually a way to get out of the difficult situation, as He's going to say time and time again in our conversations this Friday. V'zeh Eitzah. This is advice, this Sfas Emes, I'm giving you. B'chol Shah. Tsar v'hastaras panim l'chol ish Yisrael. Whenever you find yourself in a situation that's tsar, as in gesher tsar ma'od, that's either you find yourself in a narrow space, or hastaras panim, where God is you feel that God is hiding His face from you, that you don't understand what God wants from you, that you're in a situation of difficulty and challenge. Ha'etza, my advice to you. Lehisbatel leratzon Hashem Yisparach. You have to be mevatel your ratzon to the ratzon of Hashem. Al yidei shemavarer ha'adam etzlo, shegam b'toch ha'hester yesh chiyos meratzon Hashem Yisparach. Even within that situation of feeling that God has turned His face and He's not with you, realizing that He really is there with you, even in that place of darkness, even in that place of challenge. V'zehu vayigash elav, la'Hashem Yisparach. Elav is la'Hashem Yisparach. He wasn't just turning to Yosef. He was turning to God in this difficult situation. And as Hashem is going to explain. V'gam kizeh nikra ha'gosha li'Yosef. Meaning, turning to God is also turning to Yosef in this case. Now, this Hashem is going to mention an idea that, you know, is... He's talked about in past weeks. It's not totally clear what he means, but I'll just give you my take on it, my 2 cents. He says Yosef symbolizes seeing God in dark spaces, because Yosef was one who was able to retain his Judaism even in a very, very difficult spot. So Yosef symbolizes this idea of turning to God in dark spaces. So he said, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, not only is Elav mean Hashem, but in this case, Elav to Yosef is the same idea, because Yehuda found himself in a very, very difficult spot right now. He had made a commitment to his father that he's going to bring his brother back. So the Sfas Emes is Yesod about the way Yehuda was able to bring this difficult situation out of difficulty and to have a happy ending was because Vayigash Elav. Yehuda realized, God put me in this place. There's nothing I can do about it. This is Ratzon Hashem. I found myself in a place. And that's actually how he ended up resolving it. And that's what he's saying, that when a person finds himself in a difficult spot, the best advice for the person to do is just to submit to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to realize this is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. And I realize this is the Ratzon Hashem. And the more a person has that approach, again, this is the Sfas Emes' take in a lot of situations and a lot of places. Pure trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pure, again, that doesn't mean you're not supposed to go to a doctor. You're not supposed to try. Obviously, you got to try. But at its root, the best secret to a person's success when he finds himself in a very difficult spot, according to the Sfas Emes, is throw it on the Ribbono Shel Olam and realize that's where it's coming from. And he's going to explain this, if we have time, time and time again. V'gam ki zenikra goshel Yosef. Ki Yosef, hu hanakuda pnimius, sheyesh me Hashem Yisparach. כמו שחשבתי במקום אחר. ובאמס, היה אז צער מאוד ליהודה. Yehuda was in a very difficult spot. כמו שחשב, if you look at the end of Parshas Miketz, right? He's referring to page 130. Take a look at Pasuk Tezayin in the Chumash at the end of Miketz. Vayomer Yehuda. What did Yehuda say? Manu mar ladoni. Manadabo manadstadak. Ha elokim matza esavon avodecha. So that's what he's quoting here. Ma nomar, etc. Vahaya atza, so what did Yehuda do? Al yidei hagasha zu lepnimi yosadavar, by getting close to Yosef. By getting close to that idea of realizing that at the very core and essence of every bad thing that happens to a person, you could find God there as well. And that's Yosef. Yosef symbolizes that idea that even in really bad times, you could still find God. Kilo hosif bebakasha zu, rak shechazak kol advarim la'atzmo lios miyushar netzlo l'kabo ratan Hashem yisparach v'simcha. This is a very powerful line that he said. This is something that I never really noticed. The Sfas in this line says, if you look at Yehuda's famous opening monologue at the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, his world famous opening monologue, where he throws it all out to Yosef, right? He lays on line. Says the Sfas Emes, Yehuda does not say anything new in this opening monologue that we don't know that he said already in the past. He just reviewed the story again. So says the Sfas Emes, what is Yehuda hoping to accomplish with this opening monologue where he basically says nothing new? Not only that, it actually works. So what did he do? He just retold the story. Well, we came down, you told us this, we said this. What was he doing? Says the Sfas Emes, you know what he was doing? He was simply reviewing the story in his head again and instilling within himself the belief and realization that we did what we were supposed to do. Obviously, God is obviously orchestrating something. You know, he's just reviewing the facts and saying, this is what happened. We didn't do anything wrong. We have no idea what the issue is. Just to like instill within himself the pure faith and understanding that all of this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he did that and realized that it wasn't him and it wasn't about him and he's just a player and a pawn in this issue and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings, that was the key to his Yeshua. That's what the Sfas Emes, that's how he reads this opening monologue. I'm going to read that line again so you can appreciate it. It's really very powerful. Uvemes, haya az sar ma'od l'yudah, k'mosh kasav ma'an omar, v'haya atzasa yidei hagasha zu l'pnimi, ki lo hosif b'bakasha zu. Yehuda doesn't add anything new in this opening monologue to Yosef. Rak shechazak kol advarim la'atzmo. He just reviewed all the things to himself. L'hiyos miyusharin etzlo, so that all the events that happened should be straight to him. U'lekabel ratzon Hashem yisparach b'simcha. Wow. When you're in that situation of pain, of darkness, of distance, what Yehuda did is he had to have peace. He had to have inner peace to accept Hashem's gzera b'simcha. Va'al yidei shemavarin shumei Hashem yisparach. And once you realize that whatever test and trials and distance that you have in life comes from Hashem, niskala hapnimius, so the internal goings-on of this, namely that it's all from Hashem, becomes revealed. Uksiv v'lo yachal Yosef shehu apnimius l'hisapik v'niskal apnimius. So that's why the Torah says in response to Yehuda's monologue and says, Yosef can no longer restrain himself. Says the Sfas Emes, what does that mean? Yosef can no longer restrain himself. Zok deheilige Sfas Emes, what that means is, when a person realizes that everything that happens to him in his life comes from Hashem, so that inner connection to God can no longer remain hidden. It has to reveal itself. And that's when the Yeshua and the Geula from your difficult situation happens. At the second that you realize that even in that darkness, God is watching you, when a person comes to that realization, So v'lo yachal Yosef lehisapik. So that point of connection to Hashem that's found even in the darkness can no longer restrain itself and be hidden, and it must reveal itself. Wow. All I could say is, wow. But let me first finish reading before Barry bites my head off. Let me see. Here we go. Kilo uksiv v'lo yachal Yosef shehu apnimius lehisapik v'niskala apnimius. He can no longer hold himself back. Umemela hotziu kolish me'ala, Yosef said, get rid of everybody. Shahastaros v'achitzonios shem mistirin apnimius nisbatlu. Get all the Egyptians out of here. The charade is over. The charade is over. The second Yehuda realized and saw God in this plan, the charade was over. V'ha'adam ose enyani olam hazeh umisrachik. So the Sfasemis, again, he skips a little bit, but he says, a person sometimes gets too caught in this world. He gets too caught in the inyanim of this world, and that causes him to distance himself from Hashem. V'ha'etza leida shagam ba'olam hazeh yesh chiyuso yisparach. And how does a person get himself out of being stuck in this world? How do you get yourself out of it? Leida shagam ba'olam hazeh yesh chiyuso yisparach. The way a person gets himself out of that is that even in the mundane, difficult, challenging things of this world where a person feels far away from God. What do you have to do? You have to realize that no, God's presence is in this lowly, disgusting, sick, demented world also. And that's the way a person can save himself from being too connected from this bad stuff. And this is what God promised Yaakov. Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma. I'm going to go down with you to Egypt. Anochi al chagam alov. Yosef yoshis yado. Almanas she Yosef yoshis. The Medrash says Almanas she Yosef yoshis. Perish. Havtacha shegam b'chol meitzah sheyesh lo bnei Yisrael. God promises in every difficult time the Jewish people find itself, Hashem besoch hameitzar. God is there with them in that difficult situation. And through realizing that God's in there at all times, that's actually what causes the Jewish people to be redeemed and saved from their tzaros. Gam lofi ha-pashit, even according to the simple pshat, ein perish l'bakashas Yehuda, rak ayidish silek nigiyaso. Even if you don't say this fancy pshat, says the Sfas Emes, what did Yehuda have to do? He had to remove his personal connection to this. He had to be misalik negiyaso. Get your own self-interest out of this. Get your ego out of this situation. He had to get his ego out of it. Misalik negiyaso. V'don lefnei Yosef. Heach yuchal lasos kein mitzad yoshro. And he was saying to Yosef, how could you do this in terms of being honest? V'chein ba'anal b'chol meitzar yuchal adam levakish me'ashem yisparach. In any difficult time, a person can ask from Hashem, Av she yodea she avonos of garmu, even though he knows that his own sins are what caused him. Im kol zeh, kishemivat alatzmo lahaemes umivakesh ezer linatzel ne'eneh. Says the Sfas Emes, even with a person knowing that his difficulties in life that came to him happened because of his bad deeds, nevertheless, if he recognizes that he comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can still get delivered out of them just by admitting and realizing that the whole thing comes from Hashem. Again, this is a very Hasidisha idea. The idea being, the more that you throw your pains and troubles and sorrows and difficulties, even if you feel you deserve them, you feel that your own actions brought them upon you, but the way to get out of them is to throw all of them on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you realize that even in that darkness, Hashem is there with you, giving you that darkness for a reason, and whatever the story might be, and just being mevatel yourself to that, that's the key out of it. The more a person realizes it comes from, vayigash elav, Yehuda. How do you get close? Through Yehuda, through admitting and realizing that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sfas Emes stresses this idea and continues with it throughout his commentary on the parasha. Again, I got through about half of it, honestly. I got through about 20 out of the 40 pages. Here we go. B'medrash. Oy lanu miyom adin. So this is a very famous medrash, right? Ani Yosef ha'od avichai v'lo yachlu echav la'anoso so kinev halumi panav. The brothers were dumbfounded. They could not respond. What does the medrash say? Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha. Medrash says, woe is to us. Woe is to us, miyom hadin. Woe is to us, miyom atochecha. If flesh and blood, if when Yosef could tell of this story, they could be so embarrassed. How much more embarrassed are we going to be, la'as and lavo, after 120 years, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, you know, the hypocrisy of our lives. Here you have Yosef, the brothers, showing, oh, we really care about our brother. He's saying, oh, what about Mechiras Yosef? What about what you did to me? He says, you know, we're going to have a lot to answer for at that time. But listen to the Sfas-Emes' beautiful take on this. Masha nivalu ha-shvatim nire. This that the shvatim were dumbstruck. Nira, Agideshin Iskale Ha'aras Yosef. Because this light of Yosef was revealed to them. Hoya Busha, Mashato Bikdushas Yosef Aidea Hester. What's the Busha? They didn't realize Yosef's holiness because he was hidden. Vize Atzmo Abusha La Asid Lava. That's going to be the same Busha that we're going to have in the end of days. Listen to what he says so incredibly. Sheyizgala, you know what's going to become revealed to us? We thought that this world was so far away from God. We thought that this world, everything we do in this world, all the this worldly things that we do, like eating and drinking and going to work, and all the things that we do in this world that we think are so far away from God, and all the other things that we do. In the future, it's going to become revealed to us how much godliness there was available to us in this lowly world. And that's going to be the busha. That's going to be the busha. That's going to be the embarrassment of the next world. Oh my gosh, we missed the boat. We didn't see it. We didn't see God's hand hidden behind the physical aspects of this world. The Sfas-Emes is imploring us. We have to look at our lives, and you could see Ruchnius at every turn. You could see God in every piece of this world, in every action, in every rock, in every table and chair, in every building, in every flower, in every piece of nature. If you just look, the Sfas-Emes is teaching us, you could see God's hand hidden everywhere in the world. So he says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha. What happened over here? The brothers thought they were looking at an Egyptian monster. And it was really a holy piece of God. Yosef HaTzadik. And that caused busha, embarrassment. How could we not see the ruchnius in this situation? Says the Sfas-Emes, in the end of days, this is just, that's what the Medrash says. You know what life is going to be like in the future? We're going to see that every blade of grass, not just a ruler, but every blade of grass had within it hidden the ability of ruchnius to see God's hand in it. And everything in the world. And that's going to be the embarrassment that we have in the next world. To the extent that we did not see God in every action and activity, in every physical action, that's going to be the Yom HaDin. Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, let's be real. We're seeing this in hindsight, right? We're seeing what happens. It's easy for us to see it, but how do we expect them to see it? So how can the Sfas-Emes say to us, it's in every blade of grass? Great. You know, it's great that he has that ability to see it. He's got to be more specific. Give us the details. Don't just say do it. Not everybody could just do it.
How do you do it?
Even if we try.
Good.
We get to,
let's see. Again. Look good. I'm giving you. Vizeh atzma abushal asad lavo. She is galas. I only ask questions. I don't provide answers. I only ask questions. Vizeh atzma abushal asad lavo. She is galas. She nani olamaza atzmam. Hey, Molei Kedusha V'Pnimius. It's going to be revealed to us in the end of days that Inyani Olam Haza Atzmam, that within the Inyani Olam Haza themselves, Hey Malei Kedusha Mipnimius, they're actually filled with spiritual opportunity. Vizeu Ikar Abusha Shetzarach Lios LaAdam, Keshem Mevarer LaAtzmo, Shebechol Davar Yesh Chias Hashem Yisparach. So Barry, he's telling us that the advice for us is that a person is supposed to look at life. He's supposed to look at every little thing that happens and try to find God in every little thing. If a person would have that perspective, it would be a tremendous deterrent. How could he possibly act in this world against the Ratzon Hashem when everything in this world has only come about because of the Ratzon Hashem? And you can find the Ratzon Hashem in every aspect of this world. Wow. Oh, so Barry wants to know, how do we develop this perspective? So what's his first answer? Shabbos. That's why you have Shabbos. That's the goal of Shabbos. The goal of Shabbos is to stop the world, take a moment to reflect and to think and to realize that no, in this world, it's really all Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Shabbos is. Take a look at the next one-liner. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshu. B'Gemara, Mana Yofa Mazmina L'Shabbos. The Gemara says that if a person is shopping on Amazon, maybe that's not a good example. A person is walking through Gourmet Glot. He's walking through Gourmet Glot, and he sees, there's a new cake that Zomix came out with, a new Zomix cake, and it's a Tuesday. So the Gemara says, what should a person do? Say, this is for Shabbos. This is going to be for Shabbos. This is a new, special, beautiful way. Wednesday, okay, thank you. It's a new, special, beautiful way that I'm going to honor the Shabbos. Listen to what the Sfasema sees in that Gemara. Phenomenal, fascinating. Look what he says. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh B'Gemara, Mone Yafe, if you find a nice piece of flesh during the week, Mazmina L'Shabbos, put it away for Shabbos. Pirish, says the Sfasema, what's the deeper pshat of this Gemara? Pirish. Bechol davar yesh lahaniach mane yafe lios nefarish pnimius hadavar l'Hashem Yisparach. Wow. He says in every aspect of this world, you have to find the beauty in it and what it could be used for Hashem. Just like the Gemara says, if you find a nice piece of meat, you should designate it and set it aside for Shabbos. So too, everything in this world, every activity and talent and ability that we have in this world, we're supposed to dedicate a piece of it and use it for spirituality to get close to Hashem. V'zeu pirish Shabbos, shoresh nekudas hachiyos sheyesh b'chol davar by Hashem Yisparach, v'ze nikra Shabbos. Whoa. Says the Sfas Emes, Shabbos is not only one day of the week, Shabbos is also called the holiness that you see in every physical, mundane thing of this world. That's referred to as Shabbos. What do you mean that's referred to as Shabbos? That's supposed to be dedicated to a spiritual purpose. So just like Shabbos is the one day of the week that we dedicate totally to Hashem, so too within every, just like there's 6 days of the week, and there's 7 days of the week, and there's one of those 7 days of the week that is dedicated specially to God, because the reason we have that is so that the other six days we find, in other words, Shabbos is a gift to us that's supposed to give us a perspective on the whole next week to be able to find God even in the 6 days of the week. So too, that's what Shabbos is. That's finding God in all the 6 days of the week. And he says this even more explicitly. Maybe we'll skip a drop. Let's skip for a second. I want to do the next piece also, but we'll come back to it. But while we're on this Shabbos topic, take a look. You know what? Go to the very, very last piece for a minute. Where is it? Hold on. No, not the very last piece. There it is. Okay, I'm sorry. So just skip for a second. Skip 1, 2, and go to Uva Shabbos. Go to Uva Shabbos on page 2, the third paragraph. Uva Shabbos, Niftach Ze Hashar. On Shabbos, this gate is open to us. And this is an idea that the Sfasemis has already talked about many times. But I just really want to get to the last line, which is bolded here, so I'm going to go pretty quickly here. Uva Shabbos is Yah, Kamosh Kasa Shar Chatzah, Pnimus, etc. Sheshis Yimayamasa Yes Sagur. There's a certain gate in the Beis HaMikdash that 6 days a week was closed. Uviyom HaShabbos Yiftach. Already, this is the Sfasemis has said this idea many times. Ukamosher Inu Kedushas Shabbos Bein Hayomim. Afshu Tochazman. Shabbos is a day like all the other 6 days. It's a day on this earth. Shabbos is a this worldly day. Shabbos actually happens. It's a 25-hour period that happens in our world. Even though Shabbos is here, it's really not here. Shabbos is here, yet it's not here. It's a day on this earth, yet it's a day from the other world. What's the difference between the weekdays and Shabbos? Shabbos is the same as every other day of the week, with one difference. The internal truth of the fact that God's presence exists in this world at all times and everywhere is openly clear on Shabbos, and it's hidden the other 6 days. Ve'ein domem or panav shel adam Shabbos kibachol, says the Sfasemis, a famous line from the Gemara. You look at your good friend on Shabbos, and your good friend looks different to you on Shabbos than he looks all the rest of the week. The same person, he's your good buddy the whole week. But you look at him on Shabbos and he looks different. Not just because he's wearing a suit. He might wear a suit at work the other 6 days also. In the good old days when people used to wear suits at work. So now, even when he used to wear a suit, but you look at him on Shabbos, and he looks different. Shebenaka lahagish ha-kedusha b'Shabbos. Because Shabbos, it's so much easier to feel the kedusha. Ukamoche. In other words, every day of the week is Shabbos. The Sfasemis says every day of the week is Shabbos. It's just that on Shabbos, it's easier to feel that it's Shabbos. But every day of the week is really Shabbos. Ukemochem, Yechol and Lahavin, Ki Kavod Malchusi Yisparachu B'chol Makom. Similarly, says the Sfasemis. Just like every day of the week is really Shabbos, ukamochein yichol lahavin ki kavod malchusa yisparachu b'chol makom. Af she'eno nigla. God's presence is everywhere, even though it's not revealed. Yeah, in the end of days, we're going to see how God's presence was everywhere and everything, but it's just not revealed. V'zeh ha'emuna shel kol ish Yisrael ba'Hashem echad. This is the belief of every Jew that he has to have of Hashem Echad. What do you mean Hashem is one? Not only he's one, Hashem is everything. Hashem is the only thing. There is nothing else in the world. Pirish, Echad, She'ein Dava Rak Hashem Yisparach Ba'asmo. There really isn't anything else in the world in truth aside from God. Hu HaKol, Va'av She'ein Yicholim Lahazig Esekara. Yes, Barry, you are correct. Even though we cannot really, truly, fully appreciate this, and there's no way we can actually fully, truly appreciate this in this world, we're supposed to strive as best as we can to try to realize this idea at all times as much as we possibly can. That's the game of life. Srichen lahamin bezeh. Even though we can't fully appreciate this, we have to believe this. Va'al yidei emunah. Through believing this, Bayan El Ha'emes, we come as close as we can to this truth. Va'perish, Sha'ideze Yachal Kol Adam Lesakin Atmo Af Be'ez HaHester, Ha'ideha Amuna, Sha'ashem Yisparach Mashviach Bakol, V'yamin, Ki'esh Bo Nishmas Kel Chai, Kemoshkos of Kol Achad Mi'Yisrael, Neshamash and Nesat to be Tahora. We say it every morning, gentlemen. Elokai, Neshamash and Nesat to be Tahora. I could really live Shabbos all week long. If you just realize that we have a neshama tahora, we're not just bodies, we have a soul also. Va'agdeishim mevatel atzmon le'nekuda chias me'Hashem Yisparach v'rotza la'akir es ha'emes miskala lo k'moshe matzinu b'Yehuda v'lo yachol Yosef l'sapik. The second Yehuda realized that all this was from Hashem and he was just an expression of the will of Hashem, v'lo yachol Yosef l'sapik. That midah, that internal midah of quote-unquote Shabbos could no longer hide itself. Ah, now look at the last line. Beautiful. Listen to what he says in the last line. Kamo shekasavti b'makom acher ba'orech. She Yosef Yehuda heim ki'inyin yom ha-Shabbos im yemei ha-maisa. Yosef to Yehuda is like Shabbos to the other days of the week. Uvachol Shabbos Kodesh. Listen to his last line here. Uvachol Shabbos Kodesh. On every Shabbos, Yored Nikuda L'chol Ish Yisrael. Says the Sfasemis. On every Shabbos, this point of light comes down to every Jew. Says the Sfasemis, the job of the Jew is to find that point of light in every Shabbos and bring that point of light with him into all the next 6 days of the week. Va'oz zocha b'Shabbos haba lekabel nekuda acheres. Says the Sfas Emes, if the Jew really learns the lesson of that Shabbos and brings Shabbos with him into the whole rest of the week and elevates his game based on that Shabbos, he elevates his game into the next week. So in the next Shabbos, God gives him another point of light, a different point of light, a higher point of light, a deeper understanding of the fact that every day of the week is really Shabbos, a deeper understanding of realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malei Kol Haaretz Kavod, like we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos, Malei Kol Haaretz Kavodo. God's presence is everywhere, is everything, is the only thing. The more a person brings Shabbos into the week, the more he will be zocha that the following Shabbos, even more ruchnius will be brought into the week. He'll get to an even higher level. He'll get to an even deeper understanding of this truth of the world. Mind officially blown. Okay. He's got so more to say about this. So much more to say about this. The Sfas Emes keeps on stressing the same idea. Look at the bottom of page one. Very, very beautiful. Kasavti kvar. V'nitosef be'ezes Hashem Yisparach. Amash kasa be'medrash. Mayim amukim eitza belev ish. V'ish tivuna yidlena. So just my basic summary of this pasuk is that man's recognition of his job in this world is like very deep waters. Deep waters. V'ish tivuna yidlena. A smart guy will be able to draw deeply from those deep waters and realize what his real purpose in life is. Says this Sfas Emes, Pirish. Shebechol ish nimtza eitza. Deep within each human being, one can find advice. Eitza. An idea, an advice. Ech l'sakin drachav. Deep within every person lies the secret and the answer and the ability to fix his wayward ways. Ki Hashem Yisparach nasim believe kol ish Yisrael yir aso. Because God has placed in the heart of every Jew the ability to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yesh nekuda genuza. There is a hidden point within each person. B'chol ish Yisrael. Rak amok. But it is hidden very, very deeply. Shetzrichim liyagea limtzo zos hanekuda. You have to dive deep in the deep waters of mayim amukim. Eitza b'lev ish. You have to dive very deeply. You have to struggle and work and dive deeply to find what's the answer. Has it happened? Barry wants to know, how do we do it? Vihu al yidei. This is the Sfas Emes' famous advice always. Vihu al yidei bitul el ha-emes. It's by being mevatel yourself to the emes. Tachsiv v'lo yachol Yosef lehisapek. Kemosh kasav tikfar ki bichinas Yosef hu nukuda pnimis sheyesh b'chol davar. Va'al yidei ha-bitul miskala be'echreach. So I wish I had the whole pasuk for you. Mayim amukim eitza b'levish. I believe it's a pasuk in Mishlei, if I'm not mistaken. Shlomo HaMelech, the wise of all men. You just have to look deep enough inside yourself and you could find it. That's what he says. You just have to look honestly enough and deep enough within yourself and realize that it all comes from Hashem and realize that deep inside each one of us, we have that ability to be better. We have that ability to make the right decisions. We have that ability for greatness. We just don't see it within ourselves. We don't see it because it's deep. It's hidden. It's hidden over layers and layers and layers and years and years and years of not believing in ourselves. It's hidden over time and time and time again of trying and failing. Under all that, says the Sfas Emes, beneath all that lies a place of truth, a place of sincerity, a place of real understanding. Of that which life is really about. So, we're going to stop here, and I'm going to... And there's so much other great stuff. I would urge you for homework to do this piece, Melachim Medayinim, and V'lo Yachol Yosef L'Sapik, for homework. He keeps on stressing the same thing, and again, so many different ideas over here. We talked about the word Modim Anachnu Lach, the Jews are Yehudim, that we got to thank and admit that everything comes from Hashem. We talked about the power of Shabbos for a person to open himself up to see that what life's really about, that really all the days of the week of Shabbos. At the end of the day, Ein Od Milvado, right? He's saying that for a Jew who's supposed to have a perspective on the world, that it's all about the Ratzon Hashem, it's all about trying to, and this is this is what happened between Yosef and Yehuda. And once Yosef and Yehuda got on the same page, so there was revelation and deliverance for all of the Jewish people. So hopefully we should be zocha, especially coming out of the lights of Hanukkah. Coming out of the lights of Hanukkah, as we now head to the second half of the winter, we should be zocha as the darkness of night gets smaller and smaller and smaller now in these days. This should also be a symbol to us that the light in our lives should get bigger and bigger and bigger. This light of realizing the Ratzon Hashem in our lives, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, realizing that it's everywhere. Hopefully we should be Zocha. Finally, the more we realize this, we should be Zocha to that great light, that great Or Chadash Al Tzion Ta'ir. V'nizkeh cholana meherah li'arom, may that day come in here v'yameinu, ameinu, amein. Have a great shout. Oh, I forgot to announce that today's shiur was...